Get exclusive content you just can't wait to hear. Hit us with your feedback. We want to know how you feel. So download Bashani Radio. Get it free from the App Store. Download Bashani Radio. See our features and much more. Download the Bashani Radio app for free now.
Broadcasting from Bashani Radio, iHeart, live from New York City, this is the Linda Monroe Show, and I am Linda Monroe. If you want to know more about me and what I do, go to lindamonroe.com. Don't forget to go to Google Play and download Bashani Radio app. We're live from New York City talking about in and everything. Also, don't forget to leave a voicemail on the feedback. You may even be on my show. I want to take the opportunity to thank my listeners from listening to my broadcast each and every week. We're dropping these nuggets to help you live your best life. This show is sponsored by Rashaz Detail, Terry Ingram Sr., CEO and owner, Half Wheels Will Clean. Last week, I spoke to the ladies on whether you're dating or married to a male or a real man. So this week, I'm going to be talking about, are you a real man? Okay? This would be dedicated to the men. Father's Day is coming next week, so I have a special treat for you. Listen, men. One of the things I said last week in the 10 characteristics of a real man is that you do not play games with a woman's emotion, okay? And this is what I want to talk about to you. Men are supposed to be the head. They're the faucet that their love flows from them to their significant other or their special friend, okay? Remember that. You are the faucet where that love flows from you to your significant other or your lady friend. Now, if that love is not flowing, that means you're playing some games with her emotions, okay? I do prison ministry, and I tell you, I talk to so many guys that have played with women's emotions, and that's where they are today. I'm working on a case right now. Guy played with a girl's emotions. And he's pulling 36 years, man, because she called raped on him, and he didn't really rape her, but he played with those emotions, and he's pulling 36 years of his life. Now, women are emotional. Men, some men were taught to, you know, be strong, you don't cry, you don't show emotions. But women, we are very, very emotional, okay? And that's why it's important for you men to understand that you cannot play with our emotions. Because when you're playing with our emotions, that triggers something on our brain cells, let me tell you. And you're going to be the one that suffer. Because you're going to take us out of our character. You're going to make us do some things we normally would not do. So the first thing to do is just don't do it. Don't play with your friend's emotion. Because you got to realize women are emotional. That's how we function. We function on those emotions. Now, another thing you need not do is tell a lady that you love her and you really don't. You know, you got some kind of agenda going on. So don't tell a lady you love her and you really don't love her just to get whatever you're trying to get from her. Be honest with a lady, because once you start saying that I love you word, even if that's what you think she wants to hear, when those feelings start developing for you and you don't want to be committed, okay, That's when you're going to get them hot grits, a gun, or something, men. It's just that simple for you. You're going to go to jail one way or the other. So like I said, the best thing to do is don't play with anybody's emotion, because you have no clue what that does to a woman's mental state. She won't be able to trust another man. And her Mr. Boaz may come along, but she's not going to trust him because you done messed up and played with her emotions, okay? So I'm challenging all men under the sound of my voice, don't play with a woman's emotion. If you don't want her, don't play with her, okay? It's plenty, plenty women out here and plenty, plenty men out here that want that woman to show her the love and care that she deserves. It's that simple. Because once you mess her up, some other man got to come in and fix up what you done messed up. You won't be sitting in prison while Jody over here trying to fix up what you done messed up. And she ain't coming to prison to see you, I can guarantee you that. So don't even try to dial those digits, because you definitely going to get hung up on, okay? But it's very, very important that you know how to be a real man. And in being a real man, you're going to love, honor, and cherish that woman. You're going to love her like you love yourself. The Bible says a man that loves his wife loves his own body. Now, if you don't care nothing about your body, you sure not going to care nothing about another woman. Okay, and you're going to mess her up. So learn to love yourself first before you go out there trying to get a woman and mess up her life. And this is why the world is in a mess. People are not being honest. They're not showing people that they love them. They're saying it, but the actions behind it is not correlating with what's coming out of your mouth. So be very careful, men, when you start saying that I love you. Yeah, we want to hear that, but we want to hear it only if you mean it, and only if you know what goes with saying those words, I love you. Because a lot of people, marriages are messed up right now because, number one, when you marry somebody, you tell that lady, I'm going to forsake all others. Don't be saying you're going to forsake all others and then still trying to, you know, mess with Sally Sue over here that you've been knowing for 25 years, okay? Because a real woman is not going to put up with that, because she respected you enough to believe those words you said to her, or those vows. It's a vow that you made to her when y'all got married, or when you considering getting married. A vow is very important before God. And once you break that vow, oh, he's going to get you. You don't play with God. So if you just go down the aisle and say them things and think next week you can still call Sally Sue or Jane or whoever she was before you got married, you cannot have a female friend, okay? And women, you can't have a male friend either, unless they're friends with you and your significant other. Now, if a female don't want to be friends with your wife, then she's got to go. Because remember, you said forsake all others. That's just going to cause a disruption. Trust me. It's going to cause some drama in your relationship, whether you're married or not. Trying to play both sides, it ain't going to work for you. Okay? Because you need to understand what you're saying to that woman when you walk her down that aisle. Some people write their own vows, you know, but it's still God made a one woman and one man. Okay, he didn't make you to have all these other, you know, different cultures have several wives. I don't know, that went out with the Old Testament, trust me. A woman today ain't putting up with you with no concubines, okay? She wants you for herself, and she's not going to be willing to share you with no other woman, whether you've known the woman 50 years or not. She's just not going to put up with that. And she shouldn't have to put up with that, because if you didn't sow your royal oaks before you got married, then don't marry nobody. Get it all out of your system. If you think you Mr. Don Juan, get Mr. Don Juan dead before you take a woman to the altar. Did you hear me? Let Mr. Don Juan die before you take the woman to the altar. Because that's going to create some drama where you think, okay, you the head, she going to do what you tell her to do. That's domination and control, and no woman's going to put up with that. Not this day and time, anyway. They did it back in the day, but a real woman today, she's not going to put up with no domination and no control and no manipulation. That's why I know I couldn't be a Muslim wife. There's no way I could abide by their customs, okay? Because number one, I love to talk. And Muslims can't talk in the presence of their husbands. So I knew I would never be a Muslim wife, okay? But the thing is, these games, they got to go. They got to go. Because you know, like I said, somebody else will take that woman or take that man and love him or her the way they should be loved, with that agape love that God put in you. That's the first thing to do. If you don't have unconditional love and not willing to serve your wife or female, then don't be trying to take her down the aisle, okay? Don't be trying to take her down to the aisle, because you're going to have some drama going on. Once that honeymoon stage is over, you know, reality sets in, and you're not going to be a happy camper. That's why the Bible tells you not to be unequally yoked. A Christian woman can't be married to a sinner, even though she can bring him to God. But more than likely, he's going to try to pull her back to the other side. And then that's when the drama really going to be going on, okay? So the first thing I told you last week, to know if you're a real man, you must have God first in your life. And in marriage, he has to be in the center. Your mama can't be in the center. Sally Joe, Jane can't be in the center. If it's not you, your wife, and God, oh, you headed down the wrong path. Because I used to think, you know, before I got married, why did he say, leave your mother and your father? Why would God say that? You know? But trust me, I understand perfectly clear now why he says to leave your mother and your father and cleave to your wife. Because they be trying to be all up in your business, trying to destroy. Now, they may not be happy in their own lives, so you got to be careful with that. You know, everything ain't going to be rosy, but when you got a problem, you need to go to God, okay? Because God ain't going to tell nobody what you told him. So you can't go to your mama, you can't go to your sister, you can't go to your brothers or cousins. Because number one, you need to look at their lives. I remember my ex-mother-in-law, she had 5 husbands by the time I married her son. And, you know, she gonna try to tell me how to be married. No way, Jose. You can't tell me how to be married and you've been married 5 times. No. So make sure if you're having a problem, number one, take it to God. If you really, really have to have some physical manifestation on this earth that you need to see somebody, then you need to find a godly counselor. One that knows God's word. Because they're not going to lead you down the wrong path. You just can't go to any preacher because you need to be checking out how him and his wife doing. But if you see that this pastor and his wife, he's showing that agape love to his wife all the time. Like my pastor said, you don't know what's going on behind closed doors because, you know, they put on a show when they out in public. But I am so thankful that my pastors are transparent. They let you know, look, nah. You know, we have problems just like everybody else. We're human just like everybody else. But we take our problems to God and God give us the answer and make each other accountable for what you're doing. You know, don't sit there in pain and let him hurt you and drag you down and take your self-esteem down. Confront and let them know. Now, if they don't want to do it, okay, you know you're not married to a godly man. Because if you go to them and say, look, what you're doing hurting me, and they continue to hurt you, then that's not a godly man, okay? That's a selfish man. He's evil to the core. That can disrespect his wife. If she comes to tell him that what your behavior is hurting me and he keeps doing it. I mean, she can pray as long as she want to pray, but in my opinion, that's an unequally yoked person, couple. So the thing to do, I mean, I was thankful that I grew up around my brothers, my brother, because my other two siblings had left. And I grew up around my brother that had friends, and I noticed how they would talk about girls and down girls. And so it made me take a close look at a man when I started dating. It was hard. I was hard on a man because I had instill what they said about women and how they talked about them and disrespect them. So if you want in the long haul with me, then you just need to go on about your business. Because I want one of them wham, bam, thank you, ma'am, females, okay? You had to prove yourself that you were the person that deserved my love and attention. And it took you more than a year to do that. I'm going to tell you right now. So if you stayed a year with me, okay. I'm saying, you know, we might can do something. But if you thought you was going to wham, ma'am, thank you, ma'am, nah, it won't about to happen for you. And so after you did that friendship with this person, after you established a friendship with this person, and they felt safe that, you know, you were going to be there for the long haul, you know, then the other stuff just falls into play. But playing these games and going around laughing at these women, no. And dropping these babies and, you know, going on to the next Sally, no. That's not a real man, okay? And when you see a man like that, you need to run, ladies. Because he letting you know right then and there that he is definitely not committed to you. They've kind of switched roles then when I was growing up. Because the stuff these females doing, oh no, we never would think about doing it. You're not going to lay up while I go to work, okay? No. Unless I make that decision, that's what you're going to do. But you're going to be doing something while I'm at work, okay? Because if I come home and what I asked you to do ain't done, then that was seriously a problem. So don't play with a woman's emotion, because you are just making it harder for the next man or woman. Because, I mean, the trust is gone. The trust is gone. And he could be the sweetest person. He could be the sweetest person. He can tell you everything you ever wanted to hear. But because you played with her emotions, she cannot let that guard down to get to experience that kind of pain again. Because that's very painful to think somebody love you and they don't. They just used you and manipulated you and dominated you for their own selfish needs. We're in a crisis here. We need men. We need men to step up to the plate and do what God put them here to do. So the first challenge I give you again is to know what your purpose is on this earth and start walking towards it, okay? Because once you accept God and he is first in your life, then you're going to know why you're here. And he's not going to let you keep hurting women. He's not going to do that, because God is a God of love. He's not going to let you continue to hurt a woman and think you can get away with it. You think you're getting away with it, but like I said, once she gets sick and tired of being sick and tired, are you playing the games on her? Okay, here come the grits, jail or death. Most of the women's on death row right now killed their spouses because they was playing with their emotions. And they sat there and took it and took it and took it till they felt that this man, if he don't die, I'm never going to be a happy person on this earth. And they're sitting there on death row because some man played with their emotions and they didn't mean it. They didn't grow up to be a man. They was a mailman. And you know what I said about a mailman last week? He's just a man with a penis. And that's not what a woman is looking for. She's looking for a man that will love, cherish, honor, and respect her. Because when you do that, you're going to get it back. But if you don't do that, you're not going to get it back. So most men, they want you to respect them, but they disrespect you. So when you start disrespecting them, they think you done lost your mind. Okay? And it's not that. You get what you put in. If you put in disrespect, that's what you get. Because I have never seen anybody get disrespected and respect that person that's disrespecting them, okay? It just doesn't happen. But it's real funny to me that, you know, you think you're playing a woman and she'll sit there and take it for a minute. But when you find out you the one got played, oh, you want to come back and try to be the man she wants you to be. But I can tell you one thing, brothers. That's not going to happen. You can do whatever you think she wants. But once you hurt her, it's no coming back. It's nothing you can do. Because she's always going to remember that pain. She's always going to remember that pain. And I mean, I'm not saying people don't change, but you know, like my mom used to tell me, a snake is always a snake. He ain't going to change. So if you do it one time, you'll do it again. So why would a woman allow you to talk her into doing stuff with you when you already showed her who you were? That's what's going on. Men show, y'all show us who you are, but we try to dismiss what we're seeing. We try to dismiss those warning signs that you're giving us in the beginning. And, you know, I don't know if it's because you weren't loved as a girl or baby or whatever, but those men give you a warning sign. And the first time he disrespects you or the first time he hit you, it's time to roll. Because like I tell those little drug dealers, honey, you have two choices. You either going to end up in prison for a long time or you're going to end up in the grave. And that's the same thing it is with a disrespectful man. He going to end up in the grave or he going to end up in prison as well for a long time. But what I've been seeing, grave is it for him. He don't even have to consider prison, because when you're damaging people's emotion, you're taking them out of their character. Because that lady, she wouldn't even think about killing you if you hadn't been disrespectful playing with her emotions. She'd have never thought about killing you or doing any type of harm to you, throwing grits on you, whatever it might be. That would have never come across her mind if you had not thought about, if you had not disrespected her or mistreated her or played with her emotions. I hope y'all listening to me. I hope you're listening to me, because I'm trying to give you some nuggets here, men. Love and cherish whoever you decide you want to be part of your life. And things will go real smooth for you. It'll go smooth for you if God is in the center of it. But if God is not in the center of it, okay, you can look for drama. And ladies, let me tell you, don't be going to your girlfriends either. When something go wrong with you and your man, don't run telling them either. Because the next thing you know, I've seen it happen too many times, happened to me. She'll be trying to get in on what you talking about, okay? She'll definitely be trying to get in on what you talking about with your man. Whether it's your husband or your man. It doesn't matter. Because nobody is respecting the institution of marriage today. They don't care if you're married. As long as you're getting them digits and letting them call you and talk to you, knowing that they married, being disrespectful to their wife. That's drama there. That's drama. So men are not wearing their wedding rings these days. So, okay. Sister girl, think you out there for game, okay? Then finally, his wife get the phone number and you get a phone call, okay? And let you know, hey, this is a married man. And you need to step. But then they'll go around and just find another one. It's mind-boggling. If you don't want a woman, leave her alone. It's that simple. If you don't want her, leave her alone. Whatever your agenda is, step up and be a man and handle your own business. Because we were put here to be your helpmate, to help you. And then you're going to turn around and dog somebody out? Nah, That's not how it was supposed to be from the beginning. So marriage is an institution established by God, and it's an everlasting institution. But we get with these men that want to play games. So that's why the divorce rate is so high in this world, because we didn't look at the warning signs that you gave us in the beginning. Okay? So these are the nuggets I want you to do, men. Do not play with a woman's emotion. Put God first in your life. Learn your purpose on this earth. And God will send the woman to you. He will send the woman to you. Too many women out here looking, running to find a man. But that's not biblical. The man is supposed to find you. Everything, like I said, is turned upside down. Women trying to be men trying to be women. I mean, the roles of it, okay? So take those nuggets, roll with it. It's time we flip the switch, men. It's time we flip the switch and be the man that God placed you on this earth to be. Broadcasting from Bashani Radio, iHeart, live from New York City. This is the Linda Monroe Show, and I am Linda Monroe. If you want to know more about me and what I do, go to lindamonroe.com. Don't forget to go to Google Play and download Bashani Radio app. We're live from New York City, talking about in and everything. Also, leave me a voicemail on the feedback and let me know what you think of my show. You might even be on it. Let me know what you want to hear, and I will definitely get on here and tell you what said the Lord. This show is sponsored by Rashad Detail, Terry Ingram, Senior CEO and Owner, Half Wheels Will Clean. I also want to take this opportunity to thank my listeners for listening to me each and every weekend, dropping these nuggets to help you live the best life. Until next week, be blessed. God loves you, and so do I, and the best is yet to come. All is well.
Get exclusive content you just can't wait to hear. Hit us with your feedback. We want to know how you feel. So download Bashani Radio. Get it free from the App Store. Download Bashani Radio. See our features and much more. Download the Bashani Radio app for free now.